opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In last night's case, it was both of them. Obviously, there was a lefty on the mound, but we did have reverse splits. Told you with Cody Bellinger. He was in the window seat, and it worked out. So you always have capable bats coming off your bench.
I want to spin this forward now. If Aaron Boone is at least thinking that at this moment, and we have, what, a month or so until the trade deadline, and the Yankees know they're lacking a big-time infield bat, if the only worthy infield bat, hypothetically, is a shortstop, do you think the Yankees would pull the trigger?
Who's the shortstop?
Again,
That really matters.
I'm just saying, you know they need to add another bat in the infield, and we keep trying to do the third base, second base thing. Yeah. Let's just randomize this and say the guy's a shortstop. Do you think if he's already thinking about this pinch hitting with Volpe, Volpe prohibits them from doing that at the deadline?
I'm sorry. The name needs to be mentioned, though, because the name matters. And the reason I say that is, let's say, and I'm trying to theorize, like a good hitting shortstop that would be available at the trade deadline, you could move that guy to third base, especially if Volpe is the superior defensive player. So who the player is matters. Long story short, they are likelier to add a bat at third base or second base just because there are going to be more bats available who are third basemen or second basemen than a shortstop. So I don't think Anthony Volpe is being replaced this season. I think that's very unlikely. I'm just saying I think we are closer to seeing him pinch hit for late in the game. AJ is in New Jersey. Hey, AJ.
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Evan, your points almost mimic mine when I'm talking to the TV when I'm watching. Mauricio, his swings are horrendous. Horrendous. And I think the only reason he's still up there is because he's a switch hitter. And they got to put somebody else in that DH spot or whatever. But even Beatty is be better at third. I'd rather send Mauricio down with Alvarez.
Well, I think that's going to happen. I think that when Mark Vientos is activated in a couple of days, I think Mauricio is going to go down. And the question's going to be for Mendy, is Vientos the everyday DH with Beatty at third base? Or is Vientos the third baseman and Beatty's losing playing time and it's Jared Young and Starling Marte at DH? That's going to be the real question. But I don't think there's really much of a chance, unless Mauricio gets incredibly hot over the next 48 hours, that he is going to survive being on this major league roster when Vientos comes back, and that's okay.
Right.
He needs more development. The guy missed the entire year last year.
Right. He looks like he's fine, but he might not fully be fine because he's not hitting nearly at the expectation that you had coming into this season whenever he eventually got healthy. And remember, he kind of just got healthy and got thrown right back in. So he needs time to grow back into the player that he was becoming before he hurt his ACL.
Yeah, he's too soon to give up on. You're not giving up on Ronnie Mauricio. I think when you talk about guys who have been given ample opportunities, like Brett Beatty, it's a different discussion. Because I think the discussion around Beatty, similar to two callers ago bringing up Greg Bird or Anthony Volpe, is at what point do you say, okay, this is what he is? At what point? You know, you want to be
with
patient.
Volpe?
No, with Brett Beatty, I'm just using the example of...
Oh, got it.
I think
we've gotten there with Volpe.
I think we know what Volpe is.
Yes.
And even knowing who he is, he should be the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees until a better option becomes available. Our last caller or two callers ago brought up Greg Bird. Greg Bird had so many opportunities. Finally, the Yankees said, he ain't it.
Yeah.
And they got rid of him. And then he never got a million opportunities again. Brett Beatty is dancing with Greg Bird territory. He just is. Because he's been given so many different chances this year, and he just hasn't performed. And I warn my fellow Met fans, he's going to get traded somewhere because there will be a team probably that thinks, maybe we can fix him. And there is a risk that he's going to go there and be fixed.
He does feel like a change of scenery candidate.
Yeah.
That's going to be fine once he goes someplace else.
In Miami with the Marlins. I can see it right now. Brett Beatty to Miami is part of a deal for Sandy Alcantara. And Beatty figures it out. I'm not being negative. It's more what you're saying, that he just may be a change of scenery kind of guy. Ian in Astoria. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Appreciate it.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you're a team that's slumping, I don't care the sport, but we're going to stick with baseball and the Mets, you need a spark. The fact that the Mets did nothing to Acuna after that home run, I'm blown away. I was there last night. He throws a grenade into the Mets dugout and lets it blow up in the dugout. And the Mets do nothing. You're telling me that if you don't plunk him or even try and plunk him, throw behind him and get everybody all drawn and, you know, not actually doing anything, but dugout's empty and we're all yelling, that's not going to light a spark on this team. This team needs something.
You were at the game last night, Ian, right? You saw what Acuna did. That's what you just said?
Yep.
I thought the exact same thing, but, all right, there's a big but here. Mm. There's a J-Lo coming here. I thought the same thing in terms of he does a Euro step.
Yeah.
He throws a grenade. Boy, this is obnoxious. Met fans are giving him the big boo. And Hoff and I very quickly were like, you think they should plunk him? And the ultimate problem with that idea is that most of the guys on the Mets are friends with him. I'm not kidding. Juan Soto and him FaceTime.
Right.
They're buddies. They went out down in Atlanta last week. Francisco Lindor, while he doesn't have that same kind of pizzazz when he hits a home run, he's more businesslike. So they're very different personality-wise. They like each other.
But it's also not... So it's funny. We were talking to CeCe, and you asked CeCe about the time we plunked the guy. I was like, that's for you.
Yeah.
Right? And CeCe did that because he was protecting his teammate.
A teammate who got drilled.
Drilled.
Not a teammate. In the head. Right. Not a teammate who gave up a home run to a great player, and the great player celebrated too much.
Think about the era, that era. And it wasn't that long ago, but think about that era versus this era. This era, athletes across all sports, they're all friends. And so... what we're seeing is showmanship. It's, I'm going to show off in front of you because I just got the best of you.
Right.
But it's not putting one of your teammates in harm's way.
Correct. That's the difference.
That's why these guys aren't plunking them.
Right.
And I don't think you're going to see that.
You're not going to see it. And again, take your emotions out because I understand. Like, I'm sitting there too. I'm watching Acuna dance. It's obnoxious. Like, we all agree with that. And then in theory, it's like, oh, let's drill him. Let's have a fight. That'll spark the team.
This isn't hockey.
It doesn't also make sense. The guys aren't pissed off.
No, you're right.
Like, the truth is, Paul Blackburn gave up a home run. We should be pissed off at Paul Blackburn.
Right.
We should be angry at him or the kid who seemed to reach over to catch the ball, which I thought they were going to review for a second. I thought Tyrone Taylor pointed up, was like, what was this kid doing? Was that noticeable on TV that the kid reached over? Mm-hmm. Or was that my own eyes playing tricks with me?
Kind of.
Wasn't agreed.
No, it wasn't agreed. It didn't feel like
okay.
he was in the field of play.
Well, the fact that it was never challenged, they never looked at it, showed me that it probably was nothing, but at least from where I was sitting, it looked like the kid reached over. But it doesn't make sense to plunk him when you think about the fact that they're all buddies. Like, it's stupid. It would be for show. It would be to make us feel better. Mm-hmm. It's not going to spark. It's not going to do anything.
Right.
It's just...
I think it's really reserved for you're a reckless player, and we're going to punish someone else because you're reckless.
1,000%. You hit a guy, you injure my teammate,
right?
I'm going to take care of you,
right?
Or I'm going to take care of somebody else. I think the celebrating on home runs, man, like,
it's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
Yeah. And honestly, Major League Baseball wants it.
Yeah, and I don't even hate it. I hated that Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a home run against the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate the fact that he was exerting his, you know, right to celebrate. Like, if Juan Soto hit a home run off Dylan Lee, I would have had no problem if he took his pants off. Like, what the hell would we have cared?
You wouldn't have.
I would have been excited. Right. Speaking of excited, I'm very excited to tell you, Tiki Barber.
Yes.
That on Thursday, we will be broadcasting our show live from the Cadillac Club before Mets Braves.
Oh, fantastic.
And we will be joined by a dear friend of mine.
Who is that?
A man that I once grew a beard for.
Oh.
We will be joined by Pete Alonso.
Be there, be square.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Hopefully he's got a couple of hits before he comes on with us. Hopefully he's smacking the ball around. And I'm very excited. The one thing I'm so excited to ask Pete Alonso about, and it has nothing to do with my beard or regrowing a beard, it has to do with, would he like my idea of batting second and getting some real protection?
Well, just ask him.
I can't wait to.
I think you have to convince him.
I did ask him in spring training. I did. I forgot what he said. Yeah, I think he laughed.
But that wasn't on air.
It was. No, I taped it. It was on the Rico. But
our air, Evan.
Sorry. It was also spring training. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was very theorizing things. Now you're in the middle of a season in which you're slumping for the first time. And it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to register in his brain a hell of a lot more today than it did in early March when it was just a theory.
He had just gotten his deal done. He was just arriving at a spring training. So he was just trying to get his wits about him. What you need to do is convince Pete, whether you use some Jedi mind tricks, this is the right way to go. Have him go to Mendy and say, Mendy, I'm hitting second. So now you go, it's like with parents. You go around dad when he says no, and you go to mom.
And Mendy's going to be like, wait, that sounds familiar. Oh, that damn Evan Roberts.
The best part is if that happens where Pete's like, you know what, that's a good idea. I'm going to go to the manager. And then Mendy's like, you know what? One of my players requested it. I'm going to do it. The next time I see Mendy, oh, I'm going to mock the crap out of him. I'll be like, you know, I figured out how to get stuff done. Just go around you. Just go right around you.
It's like with your parents. You go around dad or mom when they say no.
Yeah. Mommy said no, so I went to my big brother. And my big brother forced you to say, all right, fine, we'll do it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.